The first din of the Mishnah is Shluchei Mitzvah Patur Min HaSukkah. Somebody is sent on a derech for a mitzvah. Rashi says Holchi v'derech mitzvah k'goin lilmoy Torah or lahag b'pnei Rabbah. If you go on a journey to be able to learn Torah or to go and be mekabel of your Rebbe, then you're pot from Sukkah. So this is the din of Oisik b'mitzvah pot min ha-mitzvah. If you're Oisik in one mitzvah, then you're pot from doing a different mitzvah. So since he's on a derech and he's Oisik in the mitzvah of being on a derech to learn Torah or to be mekabel his Rebbe, therefore he's pot from the mitzvah of Sukkah. So, Pnei Yeshua asked a kasha on his Mishnah. What's pshat that since the din of oisik mitzvah patam mitzvah is a din in kol Torah kula, whenever you oisik in one mitzvah, you're patam a different mitzvah. So why do we choose to say this din dafka by sukkah? Sukkah is just one of the places where it happens to be applicable. But why do we choose a sukkah to use a mishnah for that? V'yesh ledakti chiyum the shluchim mitzvah patuim mikol mitzvahs ha'amur b'tayi. Since a shliach for mitzvah is patam from every mitzvah. The mashma b'shneitzin, like it's mashma in the Gemara. Imkain, amai nokit lo hocha b'sukkah, tfeim b'shamitzis. Why did Rebbe choose to tell us this din of oiski b'mitzah, potem b'mitzah, dafka that you potem from sukkah? You potem from mitzah. So I say a mishnah in sukkah, that you potem b'mitzah, from sukkah. So he's got a few turutim here. One of his turutim is like, his mitzah sukkah is different to all other mitzvahs that you pot from. For example, one of the classic cases of oisik mitzvah potem mitzvah is somebody finds an aveda on the street, so he has to look after it till he finds the owner. So while he's got a mitzvah to look after it, so if he's looking after it and only comes knocking the door asking for tzedakah, so he's pot from giving tzedakah because oisik in the mitzvah of looking after the aveda. Since it's Isaac in that mitzvah, he's pot from giving tzedakah, he's pot from a different mitzvah. So there as well is the din of Isaac mitzvah, pot from mitzvah. So Pnei Yeshua says it's different in that case to sukkah. Because in that case, the Torah has given you a mitzvah to give tzedakah. And what am I doing? I'm just ignoring that mitzvah. I'm shev ve'al taseh. I'm not doing that mitzvah. The Torah tells me do something, I'm not doing it. We have a cloud that whenever the Torah says to do something and I ignore it, that's worse, that's not as bad as when the Torah tells me not to do something and I go and do it. Doing a maisa connected to the Torah is always worse off than just ignoring the Torah. So therefore, Zot Pnei Yeshua, by sukkah, when you eat outside the sukkah, you're doing a maisa of eating connected to the Torah where the Torah tells you to eat in the sukkah. So when you do a maisa connected to the Torah, it's a kumba asei, it's a bittul of the mitzvah sukkah, but kumba asei, you're doing a maisa connected to the Torah. So therefore, you would have thought that that's worse off than a classic case of oisik mitzvah potem mitzvah. So you would have thought you're taka not potem from sukkah. Kamashma on the Mishnah, look, Rebbe tells us that even by sukkah, even though you're doing a maisa connected to the Torah of eating outside the sukkah, you're still potem from mitzvah sukkah, you can still eat outside the sukkah. So that's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. So you see the Pnei Yeshua took on that you eat outside the sukkah, that's called doing a maisa connected to the Torah. Well, that Torah tells you not to eat outside the sukkah, you're eating outside the sukkah. Kivega says, "Mama shaket." Kivega says, "Somebody asked him, Kivega, he says, if the makor of ha'is mitzvah potter mitzvah only tells me that you're potter b'sheva al tasa, that you don't have to do what the Torah tells you, you can ignore the Torah, so who says taki potter from sukkah?" If it's a bigger chiddush that you can eat outside the sukkah, you can do a maisa connected to the Torah, so where's the pasuk for that? We've only got a pasuk to tell me that you can ignore the Torah. Where's the pasuk to tell you that you can do a maisa connected to the Torah? So the Kivega says that it's a mistake. When you eat outside the sukkah, that's not called a maisa connected to the Torah, because the Torah's got no problem with me eating outside the sukkah. The eating's not the problem. The problem is that I didn't go inside the sukkah to do that eating. So that is called Sheva Atasa. It's not a problem of that I went and ate outside the sukkah. The eating's not a problem. The Torah doesn't care if I can eat as much as I like. The Torah wants me that when I eat, I should eat inside the sukkah. So I didn't go inside the sukkah. So that's called ignoring the Torah. The Torah told me go inside the sukkah and eat. And I didn't go inside the sukkah and eat. So that's called Vayta, ignoring the Torah of B'Sheva Atasim. So we see a...
First night
is different. Okay. Talk about Kol Shiva. Okay. So we see the Machlikas of Kiddig and Pnei Yeshua. So what is Pnei Yeshua going to answer? What's Machlikas? What's going on between you? Pnei Yeshua says it isn't called a Ma'aseh Kenegad Torah. Kiddig says it is. Pnei Yeshua says it is. Kiddig says it isn't. So what's Machlikas here?
I didn't give you an answer, you can answer the question.
You see, you want to answer it, I'm pretty sure.
I don't
know. Yeah, you got it. So, yeah. So, forget about Sukkah for a moment. We'll come back to it later. The Sukkah in Yevamos, the Peites, the Tzadi, the Gemara there deals with the Shaila, Yesh Kech Biat Chachomim La'akre Dov Men Atayr. Have the Rabbonon got a Kech to be oikah from the Torah, to tell you to, the Torah tells you to do something, can Rabbanon tell you not to do it, or vice versa, the Torah tells you not to do something, can Rabbanon tell you to do it. So the end of the sugya says that yesh kayach biat chachomim la'akri dov min ha-Torah b'sheva al-tase, ve'in kayach la'akri b'kum ha-si. Which means that if the Torah tells you to do something, the Rabbanon can tell you not to do it. For example, min ha-Torah, if you have a beged of arba kamfus, which is made of pishtin, linen, so min ha-Torah you have to put on tzitzis with tcheles, and tcheles is wool. So min ha-Torah is shatnas, and the Torah says there's a din of asei doicha lois asei. So the etz min ha-Torah it's mutter to wear such a beged with tzitzis. Therefore you're mechuyav to put on tzitzis on such a beged. Although Rabbanon, because of various reasons, either because you're going to wear it at night, wear your potter, or because you might get mixed up tcheles and a different dye. But the Rabbanon said, look, you don't have to put tzitzis on a beged of pishtun. We don't want you to wear shatnas with this beged. Therefore, we're going to say you can wear a beged of pishtun, even though it's salad kantus, you can wear without tzitzis. So the Gemara there says that's called being oikah something b'sheva atasa. Torah told you to put on tzitzis. So the Rabbanon said, no, you don't have to put on tzitzis. So that's called b'sheva atasa. But if it would be a kumasei, if the Torah would tell you not to do something, and Rabbanon come along and say, no, we want you to do it, that wouldn't be allowed. Because the Rabbanon are not allowed to tell you to do something connected to the Torah. So Rabbi Chanon, in the Sima Samach Tes, has three shailas in this din. Three shailas. First of all, he says, what does it mean, kum ba'asei and shavu atasei? When we say that Rabbanon can't say, go connected to the Torah, but kum ba'asei, but they can say go connect the Torah b'sheva al-tasa. What does it mean? Is it tolu on the etzim issa whether to sheva al-tasa kumasi, or is it tolu on the oifen yom vatle? For example, he brings an example here. If I make a shvur that I'm going to eat this piece of bread today, a shvur that I'm going to eat this piece of bread today, if I eat this piece of bread tomorrow. So if I eat this piece of bread tomorrow, then I'm going to have to eat this piece of bread today. So what would be if I don't eat this piece of bread? If I don't eat this piece of bread today, and I eat the other one the next day. So because I ate the other one the next day, I should have eaten the other one the day before. Because I made the shvur that if I eat number two tomorrow, then I have to eat number one today. So since I didn't eat number one today, then I wouldn't be allowed to eat number two tomorrow. And since I ate number two tomorrow, I should have eaten number one today. So, the etzim, the problem is, what did I do wrong? The etzim problem is that I didn't eat number one today. Because my shvur was to eat number one today. So the etzim, what I did wrong, the Torah told me to eat number one today, and I didn't eat number one today. But the way I was mevatel that, the way I came to be over on not eating the first one today, is by eating the second one tomorrow. So is that called kumase? Is that called doing a maisa? Or is that called the sheva atas? Is that called not doing maisa? Then my etzim issa, the etzim problem is that I didn't do something. It's a sheva al tasa. I didn't do something. But the way I came to be over on the sheva al tasa was by doing a maisa. Therefore, actually it would be called the kumasi. Or do you not say that? Do you say that? So is it called the sheva al tasa or the kumasi? That's number one.
Does it make you feel like how you express it? Because in effect, what you say, is it made it a nigh in the field of the second?
First. The shvur is not in the second one. The shvur is in the first one. Mm-hmm. The shvur is in the first one. I'll tenay of the second one. So the issa was that I didn't eat the first one.
normally
but the problem
being,
was
normally being over Layachel Devura is pulled on out.
Depends what the shiur was.
Whatever the shiur was.
The shiur was not eating something and you eat something.
Whatever the shiur was, normally when a person goes, that's not how she was put a mouth in.
It depends.
Is Malkus for Layach of the Lord?
If it's an Asiyah.
Yeah, that's what depends.
I think so.
The word says, shiur is one of the three things. It's Dav Shem and Lai Sekh.
Dav Shem and Lai
Sekh. Yeah, so that's what he declares the first shiur. The second shiur that he declares is, what does it mean that the Rabbanon are oikah something from the Torah? The Rabbanon go connect the Torah. What does it mean? Doesn't mean that, to go back to Tzitzis, they said that this beggar of Pishton is potter from Tzitzis. So it doesn't mean that now Minat Torah, the Rabbanon, Torah has given the Torah to Rabbanon to be oikah something Minat Torah. So now Minat Torah, this beggar is potter from Tzitzis. What does it mean? No. But Edson Minat Torah, you're still chayv with Tzitzis. No, boss, you got a steer. Torah told you to put on Tzitzis. Rabbanon told you not to put on tzitzis. When you've got a stira, then the Torah just tells you, Sheva al tasa, don't do anything. Since you don't do anything, obviously you're not going to put on tzitzis. You've got a shayla whether to put on something or not to put on something. The Torah tells you not to, and Rabbanon have got a kriyah to tell you, sorry, the Torah tells you yes to. And Rabbanon have got a kriyah to tell you not to, so there's a stira between them. So. So it doesn't just mean that yesh kriyah that you've got a din. Now we've got a din to not put on tzitzis. So if you've got a stira, the Torah tells you yes to put on tzitzis, and Rabbanon told you not to put on tzitzis. And therefore, once you've got a stira, then sheva al tasa, don't do anything. And therefore, you don't put on tzitzis. Well, it's like, no, Rabbanon have mamash got a kayak to be oikah the din tzitzis from this beggar. Now, in our Torah, this beggar is potter from tzitzis. That's the second shayla.
Where comes up?
And third shayla, he says, like, what when the Rabbanon, when the Torah says that, when the Gemara says that the Rabbanon have only got a koyach to be oikah b'sheva al tasa, but the Rabbanon have not got a koyach to be oikah b'kum ba'asei, what's the reason? What's the reason that they haven't got a koyach to be oikah b'kum ba'asei? You see, that's it. Is it because, like I said before, that to do a meisah connected to the Torah is worse? when the Torah tells you not to do something, the Torah is more makbid on you not doing something than the Torah is makbid on you doing something. Therefore, if you just ignore what the Torah tells you to do, that's not as bad as doing something what the Torah didn't want you to do. Therefore, Pasha, the Chacham haven't got a kayach to be okay. The Chacham have only got a kayach to tell you to ignore the Torah, or but to go connected to the Torah, actually you haven't got, after that Zorban haven't got a kayach to. Or does it mean, if you say that, like we said before, that the emes is still mechuyev with the alamit, you're still mechuyev min atayra, just because it's a stira sheva atasa odif, so that's why it's only sheva atasa, because the whole thing is sheva atasa odif. So maybe it's only because it's sheva atasa that the Rabbanon have got a kayach. If it would be a kumase, then you would say sheva atasa odif and go with the Torah, not with the chachamim. So those are three shaylos. Number one is, what is the gedder? What is the gedder of kumase sheva atasa? Is it to do with the etzim problem? What the Torah wants me to do, to yes to something, to not do something, or is it Torah on the way I go about it, whether I lemaisa did a maisa or not? Second shayla is it a mamash and akira, that your mamash potter in our Torah, or is it no, it still applies, just you've got a stira? And the third shayla is, why tatu sheva atasa and not kumasi? Is it because when the Torah tells you not to do something, that's a stronger din, and therefore you haven't got a kayak to be oikah that din? Or is it because the whole reason why you listen to Chumim is because you've got a stira and sheva atasa odif, and therefore Mamele it's only sheva atasa? So Rav Chanan says that all these shailas are tolu hobaho. Says it. If you say that pshat is that Chumim have got a koyach to be oika mamash, that mamash this beggar is now potter from tzitzis, so the only svara why kum asei is worse than sheva atasa, it's because dinim which the Torah told you not to do are more chomer dikadinim than what the Torah told you yes to do. And therefore, Chacham have got a koyach to be oikah those type of dinim, but Chacham haven't got a koyach to be oikah this type of dinim. And therefore, Mela, it won't be Torah on the way I'm mevatel din. It doesn't make a difference how I'm mevatel din. Torah, what type of din is it? Is it a din that the Torah told me not to do something? Or is it a din that the Torah told me yes to do something? For example, if you go back to the case of the Shua, the Torah there didn't tell me don't eat the second one on the second day. The Torah told me that if you eat the second one on the second day, then don't eat, then do eat the one on the first day. So, but what the Torah is telling me, the Torah is telling me to yes, eat the first one on the first day. The Chachamim can come along and say, no, even though you ate the second one on the second day, don't eat this one on the, you don't have to eat this one on the first day. So even though the Maisa, I did a Maisa Kenega the Torah, I did something, I ate the Kenega the Torah, oh, but the type of din that it is, it's a type of din that the Torah is telling me to do something, and the Chachamim are telling me not to do it. Masha Enkid, if you see the other hand, that no, it's not, you're not Potter, it's not Oikim Mamash. The Amis is still Mechuyev in both dinim, in that Torah. But because it's a stira, Rabbanan told you yes. Torah told you yes, and Rabbanan told you not. Therefore, don't do anything and leave it as it is. Sheva atase. So Eba Zoi, the reason why Sheva atase, why Dafka Sheva atase not kumase, is because the whole reason why you're allowed to listen to Rabbanan is because it's better to just leave things as they are. Sheva atase, and not kumase. Umemela is not toil on what the etzendin is. It's toil on am I lemaisa doing amaisa. If I didn't eat the first kicker on the first day. So when it comes to the second day, Rabbanan are not allowed to tell me, go and eat it now. Because they're telling me to do a maisa. So even though they can say it, I will be a steerer, Rabbanan tell me yes to eat it, Torah told me not to do it, so Sheva Atasa, don't do it. So Rabbanan haven't got a kayak to tell me to eat the second one on the second day, even though I ate the first one, I didn't eat the first one on the first day. Yeah, it's all Torah, yeah, so it's all Torah on this one.
Have Chum got
a kayak to eat Sheva Atasa? Yeah, yeah. That's the din. Even if you say the other side of the Chum, you also got the Kasha. How can they say it? Can I get the Torah? So if you say that, you'll have to hear. How can they make a mitzvah? Can I get the Torah?
Eilef Tishman means the fellow knew about a camel.
That's good.
But the woman got a kayak to make a din, then it's a shine on you.
But how have they got a kayak to make a din if it's connected to the Torah? If it's connected to the Torah, how have they got a kayak?
No,
so
Rabbanan can tell you to do anything.
Not if it's connected to the Torah, Efshar.
It's how do you, if it's connected to the Torah, then Kenzai, you've got a chiyuv to
do. I'm not talking about what I've got. How have they got a kayak? How can Rabbanan come on and say, don't do something connected to the Torah? Who said they got a kayak? Who said that would have a din of Lois Osso or Eid of Tishman? When the Rabbanan says something connected to the Torah, that'll have a din of Eid of Tishman, make it so. So Moshe, you're gonna have to have a chiddush. It's not that fast.
Moshe, you're gonna have to come back to the Torah. Moshe, you're just gonna have to come back to the Torah. You're saying one time to come back to the Torah. You're not gonna decide when it's listed.
No, is that the oikit mamash? Your mamash potter now? I don't know, it still applies. It's because you've got a stira, shavah al-kha'a sa'adah. Yeah. So, Eba Zoi, Maisa, you come back to Sukkah, the din of oisik mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. Achay, you can clear the same shayla about oisik mitzvah. Is there a tvor? It seems to be a machlik as a shayla. But upon him, when I'm oisik in one mitzvah, when the Torah says that I'm potter from the second mitzvah, this is a chibsuk. Yeah, when I'm oisik in one mitzvah and the Torah says I'm potter from the second mitzvah, doesn't mean that because I'm oisik in one mitzvah, the Torah pattered me mamash on the second mitzvah. For example, by sukkah. when I'm on the derech to be mekabel my rebbe, or I'm going to learn Torah, so I'm being oisik in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, doesn't mean I'm mamash potter from sukkah now. I mean, I'm Torah, I'm potter from sukkah. I've got no chiyuv in the sukkah. Or does it mean no? You got a mitzvah to go be mekabel your rebbe. You got a mitzvah sukkah, so it's a steer. Meichat is a mitzvah sukkah is better off than this mitzvah. My ol mehai mehai. Why is that mitzvah better off than this mitzvah? Therefore, just stay with the one you're already doing. Yeah. So do we say that you're mamash potter from the second mitzvah because you're oisik in one mitzvah, or do we say that no, you're not mamash potter, just that they're both you're mechayev in both mitzvahs, and since there's no reason to go with one more than the other, so you go with the one that you're already with. So if so, you're totally right. The Pnei Yeshua would hold. Pnei Yeshua said that the chiddush of our mishnah is even though you're doing a meisa keneged the Torah, you're still allowed to do a meisa keneged the Torah, and you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. So we can say, Avada, the Pnei Yeshua is masking that the problem isn't my eating. I'm allowed to eat. The problem is that I didn't go inside the sukkah to eat. But at the end of the day, I'm doing a meisa of eating outside the sukkah. So you can say, the Pnei Yeshua holds that when Oisik mitzvah potter and mitzvah, I'm not mamash potter from the second mitzvah. When I go to on the death to mekabel my rebbe, I'm not mamash potter from mitzvah sukkah. Mitzvah sukkah still stands. No, boss, I've got mitzvah sukkah. I've got mitzvah mekabel my rebbe. So who says in our oifim, Esher, you're only allowed to when I'm Oisik one mitzvah. The Torah says you've got two mitzvahs here. No reason why one's better than the other. Shema al tasa, don't do the second mitzvah.
So he shouldn't go and visit the rebbe. He stays in the sick.
But no, he was already
he
before.
He started, there's Oisik for mitzvah,
no, he was before, he went before.
Before Sikkis?
Yeah, before, he was Oisik.
Before Chag
Sikkis?
Before
Sikkis
he started?
No, before
Sikkis,
no.
That's the reason today,
he
went
out
this morning.
That's not,
because
you got Oisik. There's a chiv 24 hours to be in the Sikkis.
If it's been Emma's machine, the whole
derech
is
the derech. I shouldn't have started, but now I've started. Now I've got a mitzvah. Now I'm in the mitzvah.
It started when it was raining.
Why
didn't
he start before?
It started when it was raining.
I
killed
the mission. I started before, it's a 3-week journey.
It's a 2-week journey. It's a 2-week journey. It's a 2-week journey. It started before 6. The only way you can say it is started before 6.
It started with 6.
So, then it would be mevatel from going to be my rebbe. That's Pasha's the shayla here.
Going out for the sukkah.
Yeah, no, if I go and eat in the sukkah, then I would be able to. That's the shayla, Pasha's, that's the.
And this one was not the problem. Very
tough.
I missed
the
boat.
Yeah. That's the shayla, they're showing whether you're Pasha, if Ashley can't name. That's a different shayla. Could be a tailor, but our opponent, so if you say that now I'm on this derech mitzvah, so now I'm a chiv in this mitzvah, and now I come to gain a chiv to eat in the sukkah, so I've got two chiv. So the Pnei Yeshua will hold that I'm mechayev in both of them. So who says that I'm allowed to go and do a meisa connected to the second mitzvah? Esh, the holding of oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah is that you can ignore the second mitzvah even though it's there. Or but to go and do a meisa connected it, eshenish. Masha'in came, so therefore our mishnah is a chiddush that you can even go, since I'm already being oisik in this mitzvah, I can go and do a meisa connected that mitzvah. Masha'in came, Rabbi Kiva Eger will say no. Oisik mitzvah potter min mitzvah is, I'm oisik in one mitzvah, I'm mamash potter from the second mitzvah. So if I'm going on the derech to mekabel my rebbe, I'm mamash potter from mitzvah sukkah. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, I'm doing a meisa kenega mitzvah sukkah. It doesn't make a difference whether I'm doing a meisa or not. If I'm potter, it doesn't matter, yeah? Because the etzem, if the only shayla you could say is that I'm only potter from mitzvahs b'sheva altasa, not b'kum ma'asik. But Oibazai, here, this is called the sheva altasa, clap of that. I'm only potter from those type of mitzvahs and not these type of mitzvahs. So sukkah is the type of mitzvah where it's a kumaseh, Torah tells me to go to sukkah, I did go to sukkah, that's what we're keeping the same. Mitzvah, what type of mitzvah is, it's a shema atasa what I'm doing. Because the type of mitzvah is the problem what the Torah has for me is that I didn't go inside the sukkah. So that's called the shema atasa. So if we're being done on what type of din it is, then sukkah is enachanami shema atasa. Are you going to tell me lemaisa, I did a maisa kenegan mitzvah sukkah? Who cares? Now I'm part of a mitzvah sukkah. It's a type of din I'm part of. Once I'm part of a mamela, it doesn't make a difference how I'm about to mitzvah sukkah. Yeah, you can clear. What's the gather? What's the gather? What's the mitzvah? No, kerchum. You can. What is the kerchum? Here we clear. What is the din? What is the gather? What is the mitzvah? No, that's the same shayla. The same shayla. The same gather that you clear. Yeah, nechami. That's the shayla. What is it? You want to know what it is? The Torah can do both. Good, another. Yeah. Shayla. What way is it? Which way is it? Yeah, but when the Torah tells you a potter and a mitzvah, actually only potter from certain mitzvahs. Because the Makayr is only by those mitzvahs. I think the Tefillah says, the Tefillah has a shayla, if I go and eat the sukkah, am I even Issa or not? The Torah is being joined on this Nakuda. Am I Pashtun? Yeah. So if you say that I'm Mukhir still, so Pashtun haven't been over Issa. But if you say I'm Potomamish, then I'm over Issa because it tastes like a
battle.
Bit lasse. Yeah, bit lasse of being Makamir, yeah. So all I thought is, I found a Pnei Shua, the Khir, a Pnei Shua, the Shatasi. The next stick of Pnei Shua. We're saying, we're saying that the Pnei Shua holds that when you say Oisik and Mitzah, Potomam Mitzah, you're not Potomamish. You're still mechuyev about them. Just why is one better than the other? So Pnei Shua says, he asks the question. The next shikul says, what do I need a pasuk for? Why do I need a pasuk for oisim mitzvah potam and mitzvah? It's pasuk. Why is one mitzvah better than the other mitzvah? I've got two mitzvahs here. Why is one better than the other? And Pnei Shua doesn't answer that the pasuk is coming to tell me that I'm potam mamash, because potam mamash is zikha chiddush that I'm potam mamash on the second mitzvah. Pnei Shua says a different mitzvah, a different chiddush either because of derech mitzvah, whatever it is. So we see on the Pnei Shua, why didn't the Pnei Shua just answer that? No, the Pasuk come and tell me I'm Potter Mamush. Why is the Pnei Shua saying, no, you're not Potter Mamush. Really, what do I need the Pasuk for? So you use the Pasuk for something else. Really, cool, that's my focus, Pnei Shua, I'm keeping it.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Just
start.
Just
start. That was one mahalakha thought.
Tentacle.
The second mahalakha was like, the famous of Chaim, the Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam paskins that